This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
West Brom were around about 2-1, 9-4 to be relegated when Tony Pulis came in. However, he has made them more solid defensively. Yeah. They've kept four clean sheets in six Premier League matches with him at the helm. They've lost just one of seven, so they're going well.
Yeah, I mean, I think someone... After we had a chat about that, didn't we? And said, oh, yeah, the Pulis factor, everyone will be going on about how he saved them. And I don't think that was ever the point. The point was that they weren't in desperate trouble. It wasn't like they were Leicester and they were the bottom of the table, like he had to do with Palace. But he undoubtedly has improved them, I think. I've been looking at the table this week, and I've watched West Brom recently, the West Ham game, and... All right, they're not amazing, West Brom, but I think there's 19 points separating these two teams. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a lot closer come the end of the season.
Funny enough, Lee, I was actually thinking that. Yeah. I was actually going to say, I wonder if West Brom could actually finish above Southampton.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a long way, isn't it?
No, they can't possibly, but... There's going to be a coming together, definitely.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Southampton finish around the kind of eighth position and West Brom are maybe 11th or something like that, you know, a bit closer. The amazing stats, Southampton have scored one goal in the last four games, had 65 shots on goal, 21 of them on target. The goals have dried up. Pelé is just, you know, I think the game against Liverpool, he was having shots and doing things that were just pure desperation. You know when you're a striker and you're, not that I have been, but you know when a striker, I should say, you know, has lost his ability to find the net and play the right pass. He's just trying daft stuff now rather than passing it to his teammates. So, the flip side is that you could say, well, with all those shots on target, sooner or later they're going to start finding the back of the net. Maybe so, but not against the Tony Pulis side for me. I think they'll keep it tight again here. I'm tempted to go for West Brom, but 23-10 isn't quite as big as I thought it would be, to be honest with you. Suddenly the traders have gone... I mean, Southampton are 13-10. A few weeks ago, I think West Brom might have been around 4-1. So, you know, what I'm going to play is I'm going to play for this to be a pretty low-scoring game. The unders and over 2.5 goals markets show over 2.5, 6-4, under 2.5, 1-2.
It's
a bit skinny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a bit of a flyer here, and I'm going to go West Brom to win the game. 1-0 at 7-1.
Okay.
Cheeky little bet. I'm not saying, you know, it's not a big bet. It's just a bit of a price play, really, because I just think it'll be low scoring. I think West Brom might get a goal and just sit on it. Brown Adai, by the way, 4-4 now all of a sudden. He's 11-5 to score any time in the game.
Yeah, you're right. But the odds compilers are all over the low score, really. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen prices so short. Under 2.5, 1-2. Yeah, under 1.5, 13-8. I mean, sometimes
it makes you just want to go overs blind, doesn't it?
Well, really? It does, but not when Pell's in the side. I mean, you're right, he can't buy a goal. He can't even get one on loan. I mean, he doesn't look a Premier League striker at the moment. One goal in four games, Southampton, and I just can't have him. I can't have him.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.